when I fucking tell my fucking cousins.
Goodness gracious, you're pretty much likely to, I don't know, what is it the kids say these days? Go in the bathroom and clear your cookies, you know what I mean? And or cream. Good day, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to a late edition of Nobody Likes Onions. I figured, you know, it's Labor Day. Nobody's got to get up early for work. So, why not just do it later? I, of course, waited until Kevin Brennan was off because who can hear another half hour about that? We get it. You weren't paid enough attention to as a child. Sam Adams, welcome to the Overdose Light Level. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. We appreciate you doing the same thing. Just to answer any legitimate questions there are about where content is and or isn't, everything's up where it is until it, you know, if something's not up, wait longer. Here's the deal. You guys went a little crazy with the N-words on the AI voice chats, and therefore, you know, everything on YouTube has to be unavailable until those can be edited. You know? Sorry! So if you're on the full overdose over at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose, almost everything's available again, except for two things, which aren't for another good reason. So, this is due to content reasons, not due to laziness or sluggishness. It literally, like, has to be gone over with a fine-tooth comb because the N-word slurs are rampant. But if you have both, Overdose and Overdose Light, everything is available on one or the other. So, figure it out, Spurgs. Figure it out, nerds. And eventually everything will be on everything. And if it's not, you know what? Don't email me. I swear to God, you know, I'll be nice the first time. But the second time, you'll end up like Fatty Melt and you'll never get your life back. You will forever be chasing me trying to get even for a made-up crime that you thought up in your mind, and none of us care. So keep on trucking, guys. Keep on trucking. We got $2. Close the vault. Close the vault. Yeah, I mean, look, everybody just thinks they are so informed about everything. You can't even fight with anybody. Everybody knows how the AI chat system's going to work. Everybody knows it's going to get so old. Nobody has a fucking clue. Shuley and company are over their skis. They're not going to have it for a minimum of weeks. Weeks. And when they do, it's going to be such a crippled version. I'm not kidding. No one's going to have the current version except me. But we are going to have other stuff that you guys can't even begin to dream of. That's going to be built into this platform, and you'll see. It's not going to get old. It's going to help the shows that want to take advantage of it and the other stuff that is to come. It's not just a voice chat thing. You know, to use it. And look, you know, again, this has been offered to Kevin Brennan. I know he thinks it's like, I'm Julie. It's like, this is an old man having a fucking insecure tantrum. It's available to you. I've offered it to other content creators as well. This isn't exclusive. The main thing all of them are going to have at first, just so you know, is just Super Chat replacement. Nobody is going to have the AI. Nobody is going to have the AI voice stuff. Calm down. And by the way, anybody who wants that could go set it up on their own. It's not proprietary. Perry Caravello has it figured out. It's not impossible. Figure it out. Okay? So everybody has a lot of meltdowns and stuff about this. Like, good luck with your own system. It's like, thanks. Thanks. We've been using it for a while. Crumb Bump says, put me on your wall. You wish. You wish. You weren't on any of my notepads. Send in a screenshot and prove it, bitch. Starbucks Ambassador, happy Labor Day, pal. I'll call in a bit. Please don't. Just go tell Kevin about it. Crumb Bomb, put me on your wall. I mean, look. One of the poorest guys. Put me in your wall. He said, in. Put me in your wall. Put me in your wall. I gotta tell you, never have I been more disgusted with someone than I am with David Chandler. I have such a fucking sunburn. I'm in pain. And it's Labor Day. That's why I'm wearing the all-white hat. Might be the last chance. Speaking of, if you like any of our hats available in over 30 different colorways, check out nobodylikesonions.com/store. This is going to be the last week, full week, I think. You'll be able to nab this stuff. We don't usually sell 30 different colorways of hats and styles of hats. So it's the summer of hats. The summer of hats is coming to an end, and we're going to have all of our fall gear. For all of you shiver me timbers types. So please, 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 this is not a false alarm. You got to get over there and grab it. I'm not going to nag you, but once per show, I am going to remind you of what's going on. Bags packed, ready for New Zealand. Oh no, is Chandler here saying something? I don't know. That's what I said. Hold on. Is that off? Why can't I put Chad up? Did I say Chad? Why can't I put chat up? I said. Oh, no. Is it that? Yeah. We did it. I thought I had all these up. Sorry. Were they not working? Bags packed, ready for New Zealand. Pork chop is on my wall. My name is missing on the wall. Is it? Oh, I have it printed. I just don't have it. My apologies. I do have it printed. Do I have to go get it now and put it up? Is that how it works? I'm not moving. I'm telling you, I'm in such pain from this motherfucking sunburn. And then I watch Chad go flap around like a fat girl on a cruise ship in some pool he scammed access to. And get paid the same. And provide no entertainment value. You know, how many original songs did I make up? And we all got sat around while Airy Jane masturbated to me. Hit the like button, you sours. I'm going to put Chip Galloway in charge of likes and Ga in charge of likes. And don't worry, we have the voice tip machine back. I guess they thought they were going to use it for BS show this morning because I wasn't on. But I did want to play this. They did get a tip this morning for the BS show. And, sorry, that's mine. That's my money. And Bob went full Australian again. Look at this.
Welcome to the BS show. On today's show, our new segment, Jerking Yorkies with Rob. Speaking of fishing, we'll be tackling April's bean. Also, our beauty segment will feature Karen Brennan and the secret to his red complexion. Here's a clue. Stuttering John's hemorrhoid exploded on his face.
Jesus Christ. So that's great. That sometimes Bob goes Aussie. I don't understand why. I don't understand how. But it's great. It's great. And when we do the voices for other shows, it's going to be like extremely limited to like characters from that show. So like the thing we've done has gone a little apeshit. I think we have 24 voices in our system now that you can play with, including the new Shuli one that got added yesterday. But it's like everybody from Donkey Lips to the Queen to David Attenborough. Everybody's not going to have all that shit. So like it's not going to get retarded. And then what we're also encouraging and what we've even done with ours today is now in the lowest voice chat was $3.33. It's now $5. And it's not out of pure greed. You know, you start doing the math on this stuff. It's like the credit card processing is almost 50 cents, sometimes over. The AI voice processing part of it costs money. And by the time you do that out of 333, you're left with almost half. And then you got to, you know, pay taxes. It's just retarded. Plus, you know, Moody and I are going to split, you know, a sliver of that when we give it to other people. So it's got to be reworked. And part of this is figuring out that we're almost, you know, so we're literally getting less money on a voice chat than we would on like a $1.99 super chat. It's retarded. That makes no sense to do. And you got to find the balance. Yesterday, the Uncle Rico show was getting inundated. And $5 to skip the queue, we figured out we got to make that 10 for them to skip the queue because people didn't give a fuck. So all this stuff is going to take tweaking. All this stuff is going to take finding a level. And it's going to be different for every show and every show's supporters. Oh, no.
Hey, buddy. So, the voice tips were great. Mike got to talk even less than usual. Bob was able to smoke more cigarettes as well. Can we get the dancing emotes and the explosions when people super chat? What else can you give me?
Oh, for the shiver me timbers people? The pussies that are ducking, fighting me? It's a, yeah, oh, okay, come get this wedgie fat boy.
Come on, Melton. Mm-hmm. Rub some of my chocolate milk all over that sunburn, baby. These chocolate nips work magic. Don't forget to lick my ass, you hunky motherfucker.
See, that one paid to skip the queue, and now it hurts. You know? When you have to pay 10 bucks to skip the queue, you're going to be more creative. You're going to think about it a little more. You're not just going to fuck with me. So I think it's important that we find that balance and stuff with it. And look, it's this wasn't supposed to be available to anybody until next year. And we thought we could get it rushed to have it for Shuli this week. It turns out, and I hate if Shuli or Producer Joe are watching. We don't know how long it's going to be. It's definitely not going to be in the next day or two, probably. You know, we thought there was a pig's chance in dog shit. It could be done today. No, it needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of refinement. And
nigger, nagger, nigger. Or coming with me, fat boy.
Great. Great. Are we so happy now? Holy shit. 27 minutes, 15 minutes. Now I'm going to have to start making notes of timestamps. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Isn't it going to be fun? You're really going to make it. You're going to make it. And also, first of all, we do. This is, you know, this is an old abandoned fork of this software, basically, that I'm using. And we have a whole new service built on a new server and stuff. And apparently the voice filter is working. And it won't allow people to put them through if it has slurs, even if they do bypass the queue. It just won't, it won't charge you. It'll just tell you, no, thank you. I told him you should let him do it anyway and then just not bypass the queue and hold it. Because what I'm basically telling you now is if you send them in and it has those words, I'm not going to play them. So thank you for your donation. Just, you know, I know a lot of them are really funny, and I know you need the N-word as a crutch, but I'm not going to play them just to make my life a little easier. And also, the new version, you'll have to log in to comment, and you'll be able to do that through whatever you want, YouTube, Facebook, whatever service you want. And that way, when you do keep typing the N-word over and over again, we can ban you. Yay. Yay. Just use a replacement word. Nibble. Newport. Yeah, anything. Anything. Sparkling wiggles. Remember that one? So anyway, that's where we're at with the thing. If you think it's dumb and stupid, I get it. I get it. Don't use it. Everybody seems to hate it. I get it. It's so retarded. but that's where we're at with it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the propane, corn diff propane. If your name is really missing on the wall, please contact me via email, Patrick@nobodylikesonions.com. Okay? Okay. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Everyone's just fucking lying now. I won't address any of it. I'll tell you that. Kevin Brennan today just out of nowhere lying completely. Melton blocked me. Now the only way I can get in touch with him is through his calling into his show. It's like, what the fuck? Can you imagine? I've never blocked Kevin Brennan anywhere. Ever. For any reason. At all. On any platform. On any device. In any way. And just today out of his mouth, Melton blocked me. Right. Right. Just delusional as Chad being like, Melton can't take that I blocked him. It's like, right, right. You guys seem well, well placed and grounded in reality. I 85% knew. I mean, I've never blocked this guy on anything at all. I don't even know. It's like, it's in, like, where would that even come from? It was such an insane statement. Just so you know. Oh, no, I'm getting a Shuli Graham. Get on it. What? Yeah, I know, but, like, you know. It's only two people working on this thing at all, and I'm barely working on it. It's all moody. and he has a full-time job, so it's not like everybody's burning the midnight gears to get it done for Shuli. And you know what? I don't like it, Shuli. Stop thanking me so much. You know, now Kevin thinks we're in business together. I don't like it. I don't want to be lumped in with the Shuli Network as they're going down. You know? First you're caught buying subscribers and views, and now you're trying to get swastikas on Stuttering John's program. I don't even know what that was about. What I like is, first of all, I guess, like, I don't know. Everybody's a pussy. Like, again, that guy just sent in the N-word over and over and over again. Okay. Like, okay. I'll just edit it out. I'll just take it out. I'm not going to panic about it. So even if you do get me... first of all, I'm pretty sure you can show a swastika. Are we saying you can't even have a swastika on your broadcast? There's no Nazi...
Cracker ass cracker! Honky lips, motherfucker! Lick this box with them skinny ass white by lips!
Are there no Nazi documentaries on YouTube, you know?
Fair go, mate. We're going to fucking Bendigo, mate. We're a few stubbies short of a six-pack, but let's throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Oh, God. Oh, God. So don't worry about it. We're going to figure out how to make the Super Chats not retarded. I don't want them abusing it any more than Yeah, nobody knows what's going on, so maybe don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Keep your mouth shut. But you have to understand we're launching this as like a company, so like we also like can't just hand it over now. Like there are legal considerations. Like the last thing I need is you using this thing and then getting struck again and trying to put that on me because you lost your channel because an N-word slipped through my system like this. No. This is like a real thing we have to have. We're going to get a real agreement to a term of service. It's got to be like legit. Because... I won't sue myself, and I'm the one using it. Also, you know, the whole point of this is, like, to try to get kicked off YouTube, right? And move over to Rumble. And they got the Rumble chats coming up on screen now. They look better than the StreamYard Super Chats. And then I looked at the software Joe uses to do that, and it's... open source, and it's pretty extendable, and I think we can even like pull in Rumble and YouTube Super Chats into this same system, or chats from this same system into that system he's using. So he'll only have to monitor one panel for chat to put on a screen anywhere. But this is all stuff that's going to take feedback and development and lots of ideas and lots of docking of penises. You know what I'm saying, dads?
Does YouTube really care about the N-word? A lot of people say the N-word on YouTube. Alternatively, maybe you could program in a replacement word that still makes it sound funny.
Monkey nipple, nugget, KFC boy slave.
This makes sense. This makes sense. Monkey nipple. Hold on, KFC boy? Anyway, I don't know how long I'm doing tonight. That's up to you guys. Hit the like button. Join up. Get your monkey nipple pictures in. Get it popping. Get it interactive. What do you want to talk about? Somebody get the phone line in the chat, 323-825-4990. 323-825-4990. And no, because my buddy Chef is in town, and I'm going to be going out tonight and playing poker, as if I didn't get enough in Atlantic City. You're invited, Kevin. You want to come out to Vegas and play poker. And if anybody's in Vegas and they want to come find me tonight, if you can find me, if you can come find me at a poker table tonight, you'll win a very, very special prize. All right, here we go. Here's something that I'm barely reading, but it looks like there's no N-words.
Adam, you have to contact Melton. He blocked me.
Yeah, we have to ask Melton for the mail of that extra fat MLC fan to come on the show.
What is Kevin talking about? I never blocked him on anything.
We all know Shuley is a liar and a snake, and we know that because I keep saying it, and it's not like I would lie about anything.
People are saying they'll find me, and they want clues. I'll just say after 10 p.m. for sure, and probably after 9 p.m., but I'll tweet a photo. I'll be playing poker at a major strip casino. That's the only clue you get. A major strip casino. Here's the rooms I would play in on the strip from south to north. Mandalay, MGM, Aria, Horseshoe, Bellagio. Oh no, we got another Spurg in here. I can't take another $100 Spurg. Maybe he's a nice guy, but it looks, anytime there's a guy with a sunset photo, it gets wild, right? Anyway, Treasure Island, Mirage is closed, I think. Caesars, The Wynn, Venetian, and the Strat. So one of those 12 casinos. Just come find me at a poker table. Good luck. Good luck. Nope. I think I said all the ones that I would play at. Because everything else is a garbage fire.
Patrick, thanks for taking that memorial down. Now my broke bitch ass parents still won't grieve over me. Now they have another excuse to use on my they smoke meth, get drunk, and my father beating my cunt mother to within an inch of her life. You know, fuck Kevin Brennan.
Jesus. I love Kevin Brennan. The shows have been on fire. They've been great.
Oh boy, here we go. Thanks, for starting us on the right foot. Porch Monkeys Incorporated sent us $75. That kicks off our march towards the goal. God damn, I love our supporters.
Did you see Curb Stomper just super chatted $10 as well? You're right about this fan base. They're amazing.
I'm always, again, very suspicious of, sorry, I have, cotton mouth and dry eyes like a motherfucker. I'm always getting high, Kevin. Okay, Brian Landon, is it? Brian Landon, $100. Okay, we're all paying attention. Brian Landon. Let's see how rich a boy are ya, as they say. You know, are you Chandler rich or Vaping Dago rich, or are you like Ace rich, you know? Ace is the place he pretends to be so rich. There's too many sparkling wiggles at the party. Again, if your name is really missing from the wall, let me know. But Mason, yours is ready to go. It's right. I literally can see it. You can believe me or not. The reason I can see it is because I don't really throw away your papers. That's wasteful. So I can also see Bonin's and Chico and Chris Bueller. I can see everybody. Little secret of the pros. Mine is missing. David Chandelier. So, look, I think you're all fucked. Brian Landon, yours will be up. Shane M says the KB doxing the ape guy really got to Chad today. And Chad is a bitch. You know, Kevin says I'm a loser, but let's get it straight. That's emotional shit from an adult baby. Chad is a bitch. Chad's a full-time bitch. I'm going to report him for doxing. Bitch, you're the doxer of doxers. Only you suck at it. You're going to get everybody, only you suck at it. Remember when you were going to get me? You're going to get my wife. Little did you know she had already left me and the marriage is shit. So you really thought you had something there? Pfft. How'd that work out? Cat's out of the bag. Got him. Oh, wait, you're a giant fucking loser that even with nothing, with no family members that love you, you still manage to be a running scared coward. Because you know as well as I do, you lose that apartment and you got no prospects. You don't have a credit report. You have other people's, maybe. You don't have the ability to get into a new place. You don't have steady income. You're all over the place. You're no Brian Landon. You're no Bob's fake pool. Love the show. KB really needs to pay Bob. Not cool. Agreed. Pay for work rendered, at least, you know. Pay partial months. It's retarded. Look, I love KB, but it's fucking retarded. And this isn't about, you know, again, like, do you think you're not going to lose your channel one day or need alternative income? This is about getting all these tips off. Again, like, as awesome as a $100 super chat is, $30 of it. The system I'm building is going to give creators, the bigger the tip especially, it's going to give them so much more of their fucking money. It's going to give them so much more of their money. Closer to 90% than the 60% they get now. So it's a lot. It's a lot to a small creator. It may only make pennies a difference on a $2, $5 chat. But on like a $10, $20, $100, $500 chat, it's going to make hundreds of dollars of difference. So it will add up. It will add up. Hold on. Bob's fake pool is on my list now. Bob's fake pool. He's never been on the wall, I don't think. We don't have a sheet. We're going to start a file for this guy. You're making the children at this pool party cry. I mean, you shouldn't have this on at pool parties. Don't have this on for children. Don't have this on for kidlins. Brian Landon, I'm no Chandler. You're welcome, Patrick. Jeez, I'm kidding, you little bitch. Why don't you put another sunset in your fucking profile pic? We'll refund it. I'm just kidding, you fucking poor. Jesus, everybody's so sensitive when you're so sensitive about them being so sensitive about their money. It's like, can we please just grow up? Ian, hold on. Moody says he's barely getting the system together to allow for real super chats. I'm not going out of his way to implement fake chats. I'm drowning over here. Leave my developer alone. And Moody, you shouldn't be typing in the chat. I'll start charging you per character. This is out of hand. We're under fire here.
Hey, Patrick. What did you think of my Mommy Milker hot tube stream? I didn't make it up to David Chandler for Chad's shit show of a stream.
Hey, Tookie, I did a hype train in a pool, and all I had to do was suck some Newports, steal some credit cards to get access to a pool. You might ask yourself, right, why did Chad have to suck some Newports for that? And the answer is simple. There was no reason. It's just what mud sharks like to do.
Yeah, I do believe that. And so, look, Chad's was insulting, and as much as I like Tookie, it was even more insulting, and I don't begrudge, you know, by God, give Tookie $1,000. Please, if any creator earns it, at least he earns it. At least he does something creative. He did put on a Speedo and dance around. I couldn't watch it too long. Try to keep it professional over here, you know, and I don't want to be whipping it out. Unlike Airy Jane, who can't keep it in her pants. We get it. We get it. I bet she has a really, you know, business-like beaver. Like 500 grit sandpaper. Like it really. Oh my goodness. Can we please? I'd like to get real about it. So if you missed my show Friday night, and you probably have because it's not up on all platforms yet, hence all the complaining, hit the like button, you sours. I put the gauntlet down to David Chandler, and I've told him I think it's better for him to go keep supporting these channels with $1,000 here and there, $100 here and there. That's fine. I've told him to no longer consider me for such donations. Do not give me another $50 or $100. I thank you, but no thank you. I don't want to become suckling on the teat. Of David Chandler. But I am interested in working with David Chandler on a more creative, larger scale project. So whenever he thinks of something that is worthy of my time and creativity and talent, to pipe up and let me know. DK, 5 gifted memberships. Thank you so much. It means the world to me and my family. So I've told David Chandler, you know, bring back up a Brinks truck, 10K, or don't even talk to me. 10K, or don't even talk to me. And it's got to be fun. It's got to be original. It's got to be something that has the potential to make the news. Or at least be talked about by every one of these fucking shows for 2 weeks. And we gave him some examples. Go rent a car and start driving east. You got to go to the airport and hop on a plane. And go here and do a podcast and then come home. You know what I mean? Something. Something big. And he told me to have a go bag ready. Look, I'm not going to do that, but I like the enthusiasm. People are saying, could you do a rave? No. Bungee jumping in New Zealand stream incoming from David Chandler. Put those weight limits to the test. I mean, first of all, flying to New Zealand to bungee jump is amongst my top nightmares. I've been to New Zealand, but the bungee jumping is insane. Do you know how many times I'm going to have to watch them do bags of cement that weigh the same. I'm not bungee. Let me just do this. I don't think there's a price for bungee. There's probably not a price for bungee jumping. And before you say you got to feel it, you know, that is true, but you don't got to be retarded about it. $10K to solicit drugs from an undercover cop. Yeah. And I also said that I would jump in the Bellagio fountain. And then upon discussion with a legal authority, it turns out that I probably can't break the law. Mostly because we want to put this on stream. You know. I'm not saying wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm not above it, but we wouldn't be able to put it on stream. There is a price. It's just higher than he thinks David will pay. Prove you're not poor, David. No. I don't know. I'm not into like, imagine if that snaps and you die and you're like, oh, what, how did he die? Oh, he tried to make 20K from his YouTube channel. That's gay. That's gay. I don't want to go out like that. I already thought about it. Like if the plane crashed on the way to Atlantic City, like how did he die? Oh, going to a Kevin Brennan podcast meetup. What a loser. What a fucking loser. Ricky Gervais had a show that is exactly what Patrick is describing. Oh, the like Idiot Abroad show. First of all, thank you for the compliment about me being a fucking idiot. Patrick versus Kim Jong-un. I would 100%. I would 100% go to North Korea if someone has the ability to arrange that. If you think I wouldn't, figure it out and try me. If you think I'm one of these pussies who wouldn't go to North Korea, figure it out and let's go. I'll be like that. Tell them I'm a basketball player. I'm really good with my dunks. I'm sorry, I said dumps. Humble bag. Box DOC or Aaron. Look, I've already talked about it. We said we weren't going to give it any more air. So whenever everybody has the details, I'm not going to sit here and argue about it anymore. It's fucking insane. How much longer till KB is committed? He is off the rails lately, but I can't stop watching. NOL and TSN are the truth. I don't know who NOL is, but yeah, sure. Hello.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Great.
Hoping you had just taken heed. Joey C is on the warpath, bro, and he's on to Rick's wings and dings, bud. Are you worried at all?
He had Rick on his show?
I've been listening, and he knows, and I've heard that his wife has been talking to you. Or, I'm sorry, your wife has been talking to him. I'm not sure what's going on, but Joey C seems to be fucking on to it.
My fucking wife's been talking to him?
Dude, that's what it seems like. As somebody who pays attention and who watches all the things, I think Joey C has got it fucking figured out.
I gotta, thank you. I gotta go. I can't. Give me a second, everybody. Hold on. Have you been talking to a guy named Joey C? Christina C sent me the link to the show last night. Christina C sent me the link to the show last night. And my wife hasn't been home in 5 days, so I don't even know. Home. You know, I call it home. Is it really a home anymore? Hmm.
Answer me. I know you are there.
Sometimes Rick will answer her text. She's in the shower, and I'm just like, are you fucking me? Hey, this is Rick. She's in the shower. It's like, Jesus. You know, that's fucked up. Oh, God, how much can we do? Ace, I'm happy with you doing the whole show about what a pathetic loser Chad is. KB, got him. Yeah, look, I mean, KB's a piece of shit for doing that, but it is hilarious. Chad is such a fucking bitch. Mud Shark, the sniper, it's like, you're a bitch. First of all, I know you had to cut your 45-minute show short. You only did 36 minutes today because you were shook. I'm sorry. I'm getting a text from her again. Give me 1 second. Hello? Yeah. No, did you talk to a guy named Joey C.? You didn't talk to a guy named Joey C. Are you serious? You didn't talk to a guy named Joey C. Oh, yeah, please. Are you coming home? Are you even coming fucking home? You're a piece of shit. Oh, fuck you. You've got a small dick. You've got a... Oh, real original. Real original. You should get your own fucking... Hello? Hello? Anyway, this bitch is crazy. This bitch is crazy. Your mic, bro. Oh, fuck. We'll have to cut that. Shit, was that hot? You're kidding, right? Shit. Shit. You're all fucking with me. I mean, I was texting. I wasn't even on the phone. So I don't even. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Hot mic. A good goose. A good goose. Oh, God. We need a palate cleanser. I know I do.
Bubble guts. The bubble guts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts.
Bob Barnett, member for 1 month. Thank you. Ace, I'm super sensitive about money. I'll buy and sell your stupid show to Chad so he will have some new income. Chernobyl day trip. That's a good one. That'd be fucking weird. Chernobyl live stream. Fuck yeah. I mean, come on, though. None of these hacks will copy this. Brennan can't copy it. I want to do a pool show. He can't leave the house. He's not allowed. And, you know, Bedabbler, we all know, has to stay home and take care of his little sister. And his mom would never let him leave the block. And who else? Chad? First of all, do you think Chad has a passport? Do you think Chad has a passport? He don't. He don't. I don't know. He might. But do you think he does? I doubt he does. I doubt he does. And even if he does, do you think he's going to Croatia? Do you think he's running off to Myanmar? Do you think he even knows which direction Bogota is? He don't. He don't. Truth.
Bob might sound Australian, but I sound intelligent. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep, no more,
To be fair, mate, I don't want to have to show you my hammer. Let's meet at Bondi Beach, have an ice-cold stubby, fire up the Barbie, and relax, mate.
They even tried to make him say Bondi Beach, but he said Bondi Beach. It just goes to show you, you really got to be... What you can tell who's been using the AI and who hasn't, because some of them have it really able to be all the pronunciations dialed in per character and stuff. Oh my God. What are we doing, huh? What are we doing in this dabble? Whatever. I got to tell you, I'm abandoning all my ideas and prospects. I don't know if I'm ever doing a regular show again. I might quit. I might just do a show every day whenever I want to do a show, whatever time I want to do a show. A live stream from Stoney's would be great. I mean, he would just kick me right out. You know? And at a worst case scenario, he'd call some good old boy cops friends of his. It's a biker bar. You know, they get some of the... Sons of Anarchy MC Redwood Originals, Sam Crow, to rough me up a little bit in the back. The crow flies straight. It don't. It never does. You can't just quit your own show. Hippo swimming in Colombia or Gaza Mediterranean live. I've never even heard of some of this stuff. Hippo swimming in Colombia. First of all, spell it right. Colombia ain't got no U in it. What are we doing? You uneducated Neanderthals. That is the correct pronunciation. I don't want to get mail. Hello, everybody. You're on Nat Geo with Melton in the Moor. Oh, boogers. Running with the bulls. I don't think I would do that either. That seems insane. You should do a stream from across the street from Stone. I mean, I would do that easily. Easily. I'm sure I could get a permit in whatever shit dunk town. We could probably afford for me to go to Stoney's and do a live broadcast cheaper, you know, across the street than getting that billboard. How much is a Motel 6 cost in Stoney's? I would just like to follow April's parents to church. Some clip I saw today where she was talking about how half of her family is skinny and half of them are really big. It's like, you ain't. Preach, sister. Preach. Stream from my dock? I don't know where it is. Bob's entire backyard is a mess and nothing is done. That is what happens when you know a guy. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta really, I don't know how you say it. Stop making fun of Detroit's country grammar. Bye for now, Patrick. Thank you for your fun show. What a bunch of fucking idiots. What a bunch of fucking idiots. I can't wait to leave you people and just go to a casino tonight and be around people with stacks of money. Maybe I'll live stream from the poker table tonight. I think they allow that at certain casinos. I can live stream. Oh, and then next week they're announcing the new iPhone. Oh, daddy needs a new iPhone. Ooh, daddy needs a new iPhone. I don't even know which one I have. The 11 or 12 or something. Oh boy, this is going to be a shocker. This is automatic. It's coming. I can tell it's coming, but I don't know when. Man, the cloud is slow today, huh? Something just, there is one coming, but I don't know when it's going to come. It seems like the internet's not popping. Should I hit play again? Or no, it'll come, right? Somebody paid to bypass the queue and it didn't play.
Bob might sound Australian, might play but I twice. Sound intelligent. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep, no more.
To be fair, mate, I don't want to have to show you my hammer. Let's meet at Bondi Beach, have an ice-cold stubby, fire up the Barbie, and relax, mate.
I fucked up. I thought that was... It glitched or it looked like there was a new one, but there wasn't. I'm an idiot. I apologize.
Of course I have a passport, Melton. I stole it.
Yeah, you're right. He probably has several passports. People are saying not annoying at all. Yeah, I mean, believe me, a stop button has been requested over and over and over, along with add to play, unplayed, and add to played, and folders. But, you know, when you don't pay a guy any dollars and he has another job, it's hard to get loyalty out of him. I'll tell you that. Chandler, make him live hot tub stream with April and Aaron and Gino and Pat Dixon. I do think Aaron wants to watch April get just completely corn-cobbed out by Gino. I think he'd come about it. I think he wants to fuck Gino so bad. I heard that April went on some fantasy on the show the other day about, like, she's wishing that Gino and Keanu would move to Minnesota and be, like, their besties. It's like, ugh. They're not, let me just tell you something about East Coast people. Like, 99%, most of them are never leaving wherever they... Like, Boston people love Boston. New York people love New York people. Jersey people love Jersey. They're never leaving. Philly people love Philly. They're never leaving. You heard Bob Levy the other day. If you live in California, you're what's the word?
Gay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, for the most part, those guys are never leaving their place where they were born. And ironically, the same goes for Minnesotan midwits. You know. April thinks she's well-traveled because she's been to Vegas 3 times and New York once. Chad thinks he's a full-time comedian because he has 4 dates a month. You know, you're allowed to think it. You're just dumb. Chad thinks he's like the sniper and everybody's on the run from him. Like, he's up there with Steel Toe and Kevin Brennan when it comes to living in a complete fantasy world. Living in a complete delusion town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a full-time comic making it, buddy. That's why you hung up in you're a panicky pussy. You're a nervous nerd. You're a fake bully. You want everybody to think you're tough. You're one of the most sweaty, upper-lipped, panicky Pete's in existence. Fact.
Make it rain for you. Here's a golden shower. Smell it like a flower. My pussy is a rose. Come a little closer. I want to fuck your nose. Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns.
And still fucking with them freak hoes, stank pussy smelling like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Almost drowned in her pussy, so I swam to her butt.
I started to knock, then came the odor, smelled like mush. Shouldn't have had a whoosh, told her to stop and take a dush.
Gross. Gross. Down with asshole. Yeah, I don't even know. Look, I don't even know what. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's trying to do. It's sad. It's sad. And I don't even want to watch the shows with Johnny Crutches because they're so unbearable. The only shows I can watch, literally, the only like shows I can really watch are the ones with him in April, where it's 30 minutes at the top of every show. Just about how they're getting one over on the haters and how all the losers can't just take the L. It's literally like every Kevin Brennan makes up so much shit about people. He goes like, they all just call me a loser and say I'm not doing well and that they're killing it. It's like, who's saying that? Who's saying that? We all know you're doing well. We all know. And nobody thinks you're a loser. Like, I mean, no more than any of us. Like, on the grand scale, we're all fucking losers. If you're watching this, you're a loser. If you're if you're listening to this later, you're a bigger loser. If you're me or anybody who does this for a living in this level, you're a loser, man. You're a loser. You pay the bills. You're a jobber. You're a jobber. It hurts to fucking move. So I meant to take Advil before I started just to like cut down on the pain. It's so bad. I don't know how I'm going to play poker, honestly. David Chandelier, I'm not a loser. You are. You are. I hate to fill you in. You are. From the top to the bottom to the bottom to the top. It doesn't even matter. Like, David Chandler's a loser. I don't, like, again, I don't know if that's a he or a she or a they or Joe Rogan. But, you know, if we find out that is Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan turns out giant loser. Giant fucking loser. I'm comfortable in my truth, says Fearless. Yep. What is. Sorry. Sorry. We win all the time. I mean, it's cool to be a loser. This is probably somebody looking for some puss. Hello.
Hey, man, I'm working on an impression.
Yeah.
And I need your help with it. This is Senator Mitch McConnell at a press conference. So just ask me anything politically, like a real fast political question. And action.
Do you think DeSantis has a shot this year?
Hello.
And he punches out. April's magic bean is the loser. Yeah, imagine. Remember when they thought they could sell enough coffee to like move the needle profit wise? And if we sell enough coffee, then, you know, we can reduce the goal. We can reduce the goal. It's like everything. Remember when they were going to get a terrestrial radio deal and have a $100 a day goal? Remember? Remember when they had a big announcement to make and it turns out that announcement was we'll be doing free shows on Kumia's network once a quarter? Remember when they had a big announcement to make about going back to terrestrial? They just kind of went pfft. The same sound April's magic queef makes. I mean, what a loser crew over there. Garbage time. So I don't know. I don't even know what to get into tonight. This is just kind of a bonus loose hang. And again, depending on how my poker goes tonight, if I'm playing poker all night tonight, there ain't going to be a morning show tomorrow. You know why? I've given up on you people, and we're quitting the biz. I relinquish my spot to Chad. And then I woke up to a message from producer Joe, like, hey, if you're not using your voice chat this morning, could we use it? And I just said, no, I woke up, I think, after they were done, but I was like, no, no, it was just to get your people frothed. It was just to get your people frothed about it. So they can see the potential and get them teased up on what's coming. And now they know. I don't want them tired of it before it's even launched. So no, no. We need a show in the AM. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm just saying maybe tomorrow it's going to be late or afternoon. Because I've got a friend here visiting from Florida. He's one of my good friends. And we're going to go play poker together. He's more important. Sorry. And why have a job like this if it doesn't afford me the flexibility and freedom to live my best life. I'm not a loser. And by the way, if anybody Venmos me any amount of money in the next 5 hours, it all will get put on whatever game you tell me to put it on at the casino. Tell me to put it on a number on roulette. Tell me to put it on a color on roulette. Tell me to put it. I'll try the video. I don't think they let you do it. I could do audio. I could probably do audio. I'll place your bet for you, and then we split the winnings. Or we just lie. Jeff Closer says, quit begging. Okay, that's a good point. Never mind. We won't do that if that sounds like begging. I thought it'd be like if you want to play like at the casino vicariously. But if it's perceived as me begging for dollars, then never mind. I was kidding. What's the goal for today, Pat? None. I don't want to forget all that. Because that's not what I meant it to be at all. Yikes. Thanks for making me look stupid. Holy shit. Sounds like equals it is. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Forget it. That's what I'm saying. Forget it. There's tons of losers who stream themselves at casinos. It's not only is it allowed, it's encouraged. No, you can't be on your cell phone at a blackjack table or a roulette table. You're not allowed to be on your phone. You have to step away from the table. But I'm sure slots and stuff. Pat will take 30% of the winnings. Yeah, no. I don't want to be perceived as one of those. I was really going to place the bet with it. I thought it'd be content, but I don't want. Never mind. Forget it. We'll all wait for Chandler's big challenge. See, now I already got one that says put 10 on 1 and 10 on 30. Split it if we win. Somebody just sent me 20. And now I have to do that one at least. So now I have to do one at least. I'll do it right when I get there. That way it's like, it'll be good luck or bad luck. Pat will be on Kick soon enough. What is that? What is Kick? What have we become? Okay. Don't be weird about it. I didn't mean to turn into a full on Chadley. Send in your boobs. Send in your chats and your boobs. Boob. Oh no. I can't do all these. I can't. Now you're like, no, you offered, fatty. I'm going to look retarded sitting there going through my phone. I got to do Tommy Seven Names wanted it all on 17. That's not one of the real bets. So don't think that I'm being serious. Okay. Okay. Can we just chill? Pat is trying to be Kick. No, I know Kick. It's a new Twitch, people are saying. You have to stop. Look, if you send it in, I will do it, but you got to stop. You got to stop. First of all, Bob's Fake Pool, I'll give it to you, but you can't do little. You got to stop sending in 5 or 10 or 20. This is retarded. Or I'm going to consolidate them all. At least they're doing roulette rather than funding you to play Mahjong. Oh, yeah, I'm not doing any of that shit. It has to be like a big table game. I'm not going to play in Baccarat. Okay? Never mind. Don't tell him. Don't tell him my thing. I don't need any more of this. This is too stressful. Hello?
Hey, buddy. I showed up because of the MLC, and I stayed because of the Michael Ray Bauer. No, not trying to change the subject, but any word back from Michael? Any word back on you sending him his package?
No.
Let me know.
Not one fucking thing. It hasn't come back this time, so that's good.
Maybe he just ignored you?
Yeah. I mean, he has my contact info, so I don't know. I do, you know, I think people like him are like, they have severe social anxiety. He's agoraphobic.
Yeah.
And
you remember the original Nickelodeon show, Salute Your Shorts, you know, and you've seen all the movies he is so excited that he's been in, man. And I see what you did, and you did it the right way. I was really hoping to see him come on your show. That'd have been the shit.
Yeah. And I'd still love to have him. I'm putting it out there. If anybody has contact with Michael Ray Bauer, do make it happen. But thank you. I appreciate the support. What is your Venmo? P-Melt. But go big or go home. You know, when I get there, I'm going to the reason too is because I realized I had like $2,000 in cash left over from AC. And I forgot all about it in my backpack. So I'm walking around like pretty much like a fucking baller. You know, I got some serious bank. So whatever you send me on Venmo, I'm putting it all down right when I walk in the door. P-M-E-L-T. You got to pick. I'm going to do it all on one roll, too. Where everybody's roulette picks, it's all going down on one roll. Who gives a shit, right? That'll increase my... I don't know how it works. Somebody get me a... Moody, could we make the chat system also calculate roulette possibilities? Hit the like button, you cowards. Peen melt? That sounds painful. That sounds painful. Painful. Oh, boy. Another one. I like them when they're like, you pick. You pick. You decide what to put it on. Okay. I'm putting it on a number 2 at McDonald's. Is that the one with the 2 cheeseburgers? They changed the menu too much, you cowards. Does anybody even know? You know, I used to go to McDonald's so much you would know what number you liked. I don't have a clue what numbers are at McDonald's anymore. I don't even know. I think I used to get a number 2, which was 2. No, I think I used to get a number 3, which is a quarter pounder. I don't even know. They changed it. They keep changing it. You know damn well what it is. No. I don't even eat McDonald's that much anymore. That's why I don't know. But if I wanted a quarter pounder... or a double quarter pounder, what would that even be? Does anybody know what the number that is? Hello, you're on live with the Patrick Melton on the Onion Show.
Hey, Patrick, this is Spider.
Oh boy,
I want to come over on your network now and give you a wait for Joey T.
Okay.
You have a spot for me on your network, Patrick?
I don't know. I hope you have a wet vac over there.
Oh, wet vac, Patrick. But I don't know.
This is like when what? This is like what's his name? Oh, fuck. I'll think of it in a minute. Just let my brain do the work in the background. DK, $50. Did you bump into Movie at Whole Scenes this weekend? What? Invite them over for some synchronized swimming in the spa. Labor Day Ray tonight should be full of bad steak, bodega beers, and dirt weed. Send Spider the link. Yeah, I guess if I'm trying to have people come out and find me tonight at a major Las Vegas casino playing poker, I can't live stream it. That'll give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. So we're probably going to have to keep that on the hush, hush. But I'll post some cryptic photos. Maybe I'll put, you know, I can't even post a picture of chips because you'll see the casino. So how do we do it? How do we do it? I don't know. I don't know. On the next morning show that we are going to go over Drunk on Cringe's latest appearance Friday night with Carlos Danger, who was, you know, and I love Carlos, but bit of a bitch. But also, I do think Drunk on Cringe is delusional, powerless, and had nothing to do with Shuley's channel strike. He's delusional. He's a drunk pussy. Again, one of these guys who thinks he can do anything. He can't do shit. He can't do shit. So let it go. And by the way, the guy is now like running in terror. Exactly what we said. Has drunkoncringe.com been taken down yet? But his YouTube, his Twitter, the whole brand has been deleted. I mean, have you ever seen anyone self-destruct so fucking quickly? Have you ever seen anyone just get wrecked so fast? And by the way, did it to themselves, you know. Hello.
Hey, Patty. Hey, do you ever take part of those nice rub and tugs they have there in Vegas?
No.
Never?
No.
I mean, even before you were married, I mean, I know, of course,
no.
You were
never. What is this? I'm going to pay some fucking Asian woman with tiny hands and to what? Rub my dick in a way that's not as good as I could do? No, no. It's weird. It's awkward. And I'm too poor. No, no, no.
What about a hooker?
No.
All right, well, they are fun.
They're not. They're not. They're gross. They're weird. They've been wrung out. No, thank you. No, thank you. If I wanted a girl that's been banged up like a fucking reusable propane tank, I'd be talking to little Lemmy. Hello? Got him. Confirmed. You know, if you want a scratch and dent kind of bitch, head over there to Little Lemmy. Head on down to your local AMPM and just hit on any bitch working behind the counter. She ready. She ready. Pull the needle out of her arm and take her down the aisle with you. She'd love to go. She's into it.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I'm in a real pickle. Auntie Melty. Auntie Cheeto put me in a barrel when the policeman came to Stoney's, and I think he forgot about me. Thank my lucky stars there is a hole for air, but these silly billies keep putting their pee-pees in it. It tastes like they have bug bites on them.
Oh, God. It's so disgusting. It's so disturbing. Hello.
Yeah, man, I'm on my way to get a leather jacket from the mall, but that last guy just asked about rub and tugs in Vegas. I once went to one at the Green Door, a real hoe bag. She ate my ass for about 20 minutes and then tried to kiss me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You just ate my ass for 20 minutes. Who would kiss her? Like, what idiot would kiss her? By the way, Melton, she's a great kisser. Hello!
Is that why the glasses are so thick? So you can see the jokes coming as far out as everybody else? Jesus Christ. We all heard it coming. We all Heard it coming. Oh, yeah, Zen's producer's right. At least plug your Patreon, you fucking Quizno. You fucking gabagoosh. Ow, fuck, ow. Oh, God. Mamma mia. What's happening here? Who's becoming members? What's happening? Is somebody gifting all over my back? A gush, a gush, a gush. It's all in the delivery. Okay, look. So MLC is like kind of like moving on to a new dimension. So I don't know if we'll be talking about that as much going forward. Literally today, I think somebody wrote in today and they were like, Jason Bentley, right? Yeah, I've been super chatting for a while. I'm fat. Send me the link. And then he's like, I'm open to it. Let's do it. So Kevin's show is officially now just literally anyone can go on. We used to say anybody with a mic and a camera. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know if these guys have mics or cameras or what. He doesn't give a fuck either, you know? It's like, well, nobody else will come on. You know, half the show is bitching about how nobody will come on. And then the rest is like, well, we could get, there's a homeless guy sleeping in a phone booth over there. Do you think he has a connection? But I don't know. So that's just kind of like bleh now. And everybody, you know, it is all blurry now because like Mir does a show with Chow. Mir does a show with Kevin. Joey C does a show with those guys. Joey C does a show with Kevin. So it's all like, if Kevin thinks it's bringing him up, he's crazy. It's bringing the show down. If you think the show's niche and tough to, you know, rope in and wrangle new subscribers and followers now, wait until it's like you have to explain why Andy Dick is face down in a table and Ski Mask is rubbing his dick all over Stancil's teeth. You know, wait till you have to explain that to, you know, and I get it. You'll still be able to get like very funny women who work in antique stores and sell birds to come on your show. But these days of where you're like asking big comics to come on, it's like, get fucked. Why would they? Why would they? And then you like, and then you get this idea. You like Chad. He's like, and maybe I'll do a spite show. I'd love to get Brennan on here, his side, and Steel Toe on his, hear his side, and Red Bar on to hear his side. We always hear Melton's side. Let's get the other side. It's like, good luck. Good luck. First of all those guys are losers. You know, they're not coming on your show. How do you think Butch Bradley would do on your show? Hello.
Hey, Patrick. Big fan. I just had a quick question. Is there any news with Steel Toe? Do you have any Steel Toe updates for us tonight?
I mean, no. I've said everything there is to say. Set it up and let me know.
But it's okay. All right. Well,
I mean, what am I? I'm going to keep arguing with a guy who's still delusional and still thinks I'm running from his challenge or from a challenge I made and then like, no, he has to come down to earth is where we're going to have this. Like, I'm not going to.
He's a pretty cool guy there.
Yeah, he's totally awesome. He's one of the best. He's one of the best guys. Let's give Patrick some intro music ideas. Oh, for my boxing bout. Well, we're not going to waste time on it. It's like Chow. Chow is a bottomless barrel of bullshit. So we're done. It's like Jake Hudson. It's like Jake Hudson's a emotional bottomless barrel of bull. We're done. Chad doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He's, again, not planted here on earth with us. We're done. Steel Toe, at least, is still spiraling out the hits. You know, it's, all those guys I just mentioned are rock bottom. They're all streaming to a handful of people. and licking blood out from shitty fingernails. So, you know, it doesn't make any sense for us. How many times can you call in? Just say it all at once.
Well, I consider myself pretty up to date on the situation, and it sounds like you're running from a fight from Aaron, and the last caller had it nailed down. What say you?
Ah! Holy shit. Holy shit. Yep. Yep. I can't even. I can't even. But I love that Chad's a little bitch. So many great developments today. I thought Kevin would be more and more upset about the voice chat stuff. He doesn't seem... He's all distracted by Chad. That's his new shiny object. And why not just strike his channel again? Why threaten his landlord? Don't get me wrong. Threatening the landlord is funny. Yes! Stop calling in one time a day. Limit yourself to one fucking time a day. You spurgs, go ahead.
Oh, man. Sorry, bro.
Holy shit. Oh, no. But, like, say it all. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Steve. I go by Big Fan.
Yes, we know. Get to your point, Steve.
Well, somebody just called in saying they were Big Fan, and clearly they're not me. So I just want to clear that up. I don't want any fake.
Ah! One more and I'm out of here. One more spurg and I'm out of here. You know, it's like four guys who just keep calling in to hear themselves do one poorly crafted joke. It's like, we get it. Your family won't talk to you. Holy shit. Holy shit. Callers are on fire tonight. Yup. Preach, queen. Preach. Fucking hell. We have some real dopes. We have some real goopy dopes. And maybe that's why we don't do afternoon shows. Maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe you haven't earned it. Women callers only going forward? No, it's too weird. It's too weird. Corndiff sent me $1.15 on Venmo to play Plinko. And I will. You think I won't? I fucking will. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that the previous calls were not great calls.
You know, I never really thought about it like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really good feedback. That's actually going to go into our feedback of the month drawing that we put out for good feedback. This has sapped my energy. Do you understand? I was going to get excited to go play poker, and this has sucked my life force. You know, I couldn't even imagine going forward and doing a program tonight. This is taking everything out of me. Hello.
Hey, Patrick. First time listener, long time caller. Hey, do you really think Aaron would ever fight you? There's no way.
I don't know. I don't know. That's how little I know about boxing. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm being retarded and thinking I could be. I don't know.
But don't you think that would make his standing in his little local town go down?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, if you're afraid to have me fly into your little shitbag Holocaust loving town.
I mean, it's like, he's a fighter, right? He says he's a fighter.
Yeah, he holds court. So he goes to the gym and he holds court.
Him, like, if you actually went to the ring and stomped him, what do you think is going to happen? Like, there's no way. It's just a lose-lose for him.
I mean, I think we could get some NLO fans out there. Even if I don't win the fight, we make it uncomfortable, you know?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm not doubting that, but I just don't think it's in his best interest to go into the ring with you. So anything he says is just bullshit.
I mean, he's been lying about it for a week. Like, he's just full on lying.
Right.
So
I doubt he would ever follow through.
I don't know, but great takes. Thank you. We're going to put that down in our hot take of the month book. And you're entered into a prize to win a Lincoln Navigator base trim. And no, you cannot upgrade to a premium GT edition. I got to tell you, these phone calls have made me physically sick tonight. I don't know if I can even leave the house. I have so much money and so much skill and talent to take out to the poker world. I'm really one of the up and coming young phenoms in the game. And to be this paralyzed, really, by disgust and quiet anger, I guess, is the only way I could describe it. I don't know why. I'm uneasy. I'm uncomfortable. These calls have made me, like, have a physically decaying reaction. You are welcome, like a coward, smoking non-filter. I'm not smoking. These allegations are false. That's just what Kevin thinks is real. You're all making me ill. I don't know if it's that we haven't hit 200 likes yet, or that we'll never hit 200 likes, or maybe we'll hit 200 likes and then I'll quit immediately. We don't know what'll happen. I think that's what it is. If we hit 200 likes, I have to stop because it's too much. I'm scared to call, says G-Rob. Oh, no. Here comes the same guy again calling in. Yep.
Hey, man, if you hadn't picked a fight you couldn't handle with Aaron and with Joey C, you wouldn't be getting these calls, bro. You picked this fight, bro.
That is very true. Hello, you're on with the Onion Town. Hello? Okay. I guess they couldn't handle it. 200 likes on red. Oh, God. Moody Judy over here. I am. I'm getting real fucking sick of this. I feel like I have to shit. I'm getting like bubble guts from this.
Bubble guts.
Like actual bubble guts, I think. Like I might have just had some bad shellfish or restaurant grade albacore. Hello, you're on the Onion Town.
Hi, Patrick. Just calling, hopefully, a palate cleanser from some of the other callers. I think you are smart. I think you are handsome. And I think you are a very voluptuous man.
You is smart.
And I really enjoy your show.
You is kind.
My question was with kind of new to the whole MLC universe and stuff, but you've been around a while doing podcasting. Have you seen it be this common with podcasters like you just mentioned, Steel Toe and a few other ones who will clearly say something on his show? He challenges you to a fight, this or that. And then it's just a blatant turnaround of nope, never said it, deny, just completely absolve themselves of the situation. I mean, is it new? Has it just been going on for as long as you've been doing it, or is it something
between Trump and COVID, everyone's just allowed to have their own reality now?
Okay. It definitely makes sense. I enjoy the content throughout the day, and I listen to it, and it makes me question my own sanity. Listen to some other people, and it's like I clearly heard you say that on
right.
the show.
You're saying
you didn't. But it's out there. Like, I can replay it and listen. So, anyways, hopefully a better call. I appreciate you, and you have a great night.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's besides those two things, just lack of accountability. Again, the news cycle moves so fast. Like you said, I heard you say it. We can play it back. It's like nobody cares about playing anything back. We're moving on. Moody should call in. I loved it when he called in on the 24-hour stream. Moody will be here, and we will definitely be doing a show with Moody in studio. And if he comes to stay here in my house, we'll keep him on for hours. But Moody will be here in studio, I imagine, within a month or so. So stay tuned for that. Hello.
Hey, this is Dirty Dalish. What's up?
Yeah.
Yo, Chow is such a poor. I give him like 50% for my OnlyFans, and even that is too much for him. So what the fuck, man? Man. So great show.
Great stuff. Great stuff. We're really looking forward to hearing more out of your writer's room. So keep it up. Keep it up. It's all just real, real great. It's making me ill. I'm going to turbo diarrhea shit about this. Do you understand? Do you understand? I'm really going to have to shit about it. It's making me not happy down below in my colon. Hello.
Hello. Hello. La la la. So a couple days ago on MLC, they asked Ray if he planned on getting laid soon. And he says he's going to meet up with Airy Jane. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, he could put... you could undress Ray, get his little dick hard, put a condom on him, you know, get Airy Jane prepped, as I call it. And I think Ray would be like, I just got a call that my room that I rent is on fire.
Yeah, like, I really wanted to hear your take. Because
Ray,
I know
Ray's not
in the race for her heart. You're in the lead.
First of all, Ray's the kind of guy, again, who would never even talk to Airy Jane about it and say he was going to see her and going to visit her. And he's booked a trip to Michigan to see Carl. He's booked a trip to Michigan to see WATP. Airy's been there for months, and now he's going to see WATP. He's like, yeah, and I'll see Airy. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he hasn't talked to Airy off the show, planned anything real. He just says, I'm going to go see her. He just says, we're going to hang out. But I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know if they have anything on the books or not. And even if they do, like, you know, first of all, I don't own Airy just because she can't stop fantasizing about me and vice versa. Am I right? Witchcraft. No, come on. You know, but even if I was in the running, let's say I was in a position to start really getting out there and forking some meatballs. Would I be worried about Ray? You know what I mean? No, she would, you know, we'd talk like adults and then we would arrange it and get it popping. Like men and women need to do. Ray's like, when I come, I'll bring my baseball cards. And we can watch any game you want. Your pick. And she's like, I shaved for this? Just kidding. We know she probably doesn't. She puts out the vibe of like a chick that doesn't own. She makes her own razors. Hello.
Hey, Patrick. Big fan. Just one more quick question. And I think you might have talked about this before, but do you think that April is complicit in Steel Toes bullshit? Like she knows that he's lying, or do you think she like has no idea that he's lying and she believes his bullshit?
I don't even know anymore. It's hard to tell. She has to know some of its insane lies. She has to.
I feel like it might be 50-50. Like some of it she believes, but then now, but I think now she's like, you know, she's finally becoming an adult and she's realizing, oh no. You know, like I fucked up.
Right.
You know,
and she's got five more, you know, g- good fertile years left. Hi, you're on with the Onions. Hello?
Yes. This is producer Joseph Samuel Catalano.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. If I find out that you've been talking to her, look, she's not. Keep running, fucking keep running your mouth, Joey. If I find out you've been talking to her, or Rick. Hello?
And now fuck you.
Hey, you better not be talking to my fucking ex-wife.
And your whole fucking ex-wife.
You better not be talking to her. You keep her fucking name out of your mouth, or I'll dig your daughter up, and I'll have her compressed into a diamond and wear her like a Prince Albert. Your dumb dead daughter. Your dumb dead daughter. Your stupid dead daughter. You better not talk to her. You better not fucking talk to her. You keep her fucking name out of your dumb mouth. I can't!
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy...
No, but I'm not gonna sit there while he does that on the air. Yeah, I know we need to take our time. No, I'm not going to sit here while he fucking talks to me like that. I'm a real man. No, I look like a bitch when he does that. Oh, shit, that's still on.